Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
This weekend's Gospel, we hear the story of the Epiphany. The Magi are searching for the King of the Jews. They are led by the beautiful star to Jesus Christ. And in finding him, they pay him homage and they worship him as their new king. Now, my friends, this story paints a beautiful portrait of the spiritual life. Yet at the same time, this story calls attention to something that is becoming very, very popular in our culture. And that's the theme of spirituality. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for, in fact, I promote the spiritual life all the time. Yet, what I promote is the spiritual life that is working in conjunction with Jesus Christ and the teachings of his church. Yet, this cultural spirituality that is becoming so popular seeks to divorce itself or separate itself from faith or the institutional church. Now, you can't help but go into any bookstore or even watch any type of talk show, and they have people talking about spirituality. Yet the way they describe it is in these terms. The person will say, "Yes, I'm a very spiritual person, yet I don't need to practice my faith. I don't need to go to Mass, nor do I need to participate in the life of the church." Another characteristic of this pop culture spirituality is that people who practice it describe themselves in terms of searching or seekers. They seek or they search for the divine power or a higher authority in this world. Yet it is in that act of seeking in which the person finds their spiritual center. But what they have done is they have reduced God to some passive and elusive figure, just waiting out there to be found. Now notice, it is the person that is in the active mode, in the role of seeking. The whole spirituality evolves around them, the individual, in search of a passive God. Now you say to yourself, well, why address this? Why is this so important? For many reasons. First and foremost, this pop culture spirituality is at odds with our Catholic spirituality, and in many cases, it is directly opposite of what we believe in as Catholics in regards to the spiritual life. Second, we can be easily duped into thinking that this won't hurt us if we practice this type of spirituality. Worse yet, we can be easily deceived by it, or even drawn into it. And therefore, we must be on our guard. This type of pop culture spirituality is not genuine and authentic Catholic spirituality. My friends, there is no way a Catholic can say, "I'm a good spiritual person, yet I don't need to practice my faith. I don't need to participate in the life of the church or even go to Mass." What we have to understand is at the heart of Catholic spirituality is the fact that we participate in the life of God. When did it first begin? Well, at baptism. Through baptism, we were grafted onto Jesus Christ. We became the adopted sons and daughters of God the Father. That's why Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me." Paul realized that in baptism, our life is now orientated to Christ. Paul continues on in 1 Corinthians He says, put on Christ. To do that means that we must allow Jesus to be the Lord of our lives. Jesus Christ is to whom our lives are now ordered to. That's why a truly Catholic spiritual person can never say, yes, I'm a spiritual person, but I don't have to practice or participate in the life of the church. Remember what Christ said in John's Gospel. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. My friends, the Catholic spiritual life is not mutually exclusive, nor can it be divorced or separated from the faith or from the church that Jesus Christ established himself. Another component of this pop culture spirituality entails searching. And I addressed this before. Somehow, the spiritual life is all about the individual's quest for the divine or seeking the divine. And yet, throughout their entire life, they are constantly searching and seeking. It is not God that is seeking them. My friends, a basic biblical truth is that our God is a God who actively searches for us, actively pursues us. You see this throughout salvation history, and it can be seen throughout the entire Bible. In the countless number of Old Testament covenants that God makes repeatedly with the Israelites, you see God's activity in the numerous prophets that are sent by God until God's activity reaches its culmination with Jesus Christ being born into the world. If we truly buy into this pop cultural spirituality, whereby God is this passive figure out there waiting to be found by us, then Jesus has no need to even enter into this world. Take it a step further. Look at Jesus' ministry. Throughout Jesus' ministry, did he sit on a throne as some passive figure waiting for people to come to him to serve him? No. Jesus did just the opposite. Jesus went from town to town, from village to village, and actively went out to teach, preach, heal people, reconcile people back to God. As Jesus said, I've come to gather the lost sheep of the house of Israel. My friends, our God is a God who seeks us and will stop at nothing to search for us and reconcile us to the Father, even to the extent of dying on the cross. Our God is a God who leaves the 99 sheep behind and goes and actively searches for the one. Therefore, we must guard ourselves against this pop cultural spirituality that seeks to separate itself from the faith or from the Catholic Church. Now, turn to the Gospel, and we hear the story of the Magi. Friends, as I said before, this story paints a beautiful portrait of what authentic and genuine Catholic spirituality is all about. How does the story start? The Magi are scanning. They're analyzing the stars. They're looking for the stars to give them an indication of where the presence of God is in this world. Good, good. Lesson number one in the spiritual life. We too must be attentive. We must be analyzing, scanning, looking for the presence of God in this world and in our life. How do we do that? Well, we take the time to have a daily prayer life through an active sacramental life, going to Mass once a week, active participation in the life of our church. Those are all ways in which we are constantly looking, analyzing, scanning for the presence of God. Next in the story, the Magi, they see the star, and then they set out. And they journey towards it. They are led by it. Good. good. The second lesson in the spiritual life, when we see the presence of God in this world or in our life, we must set out upon it, act upon it. We must immediately seize the opportunity to be drawn into the divine life of God. So move, act on it. What's next in the story? My friends, and this is what is very crucial to us understanding the spiritual life and to the message this weekend. The Magi, they go to the religious officials in Jerusalem, as it says, to ascertain where Christ was born. Now, this is a crucial part of the story. Why? Because they go to the religious officials. The Magi, yes, are being led by the star, yet they don't truly know where the presence of Christ is in the world. They have to consult or receive information, be directed by these religious officials in Jerusalem. And from them, they receive the information necessary to accurately direct them to the location where they could find Jesus Christ. My friends, so too must we. It is our faith, and it is the Catholic Church that acts like those religious officials, that continues to help us, direct us, so that we, like the Magi, now have the necessary information to accurately find the presence of God in our lives and in the world. See, this is another reason why the spiritual life can never, ever be separated from the faith or from our Catholic Church. In fact, I would argue the spiritual life is heavily wrapped around the Catholic Church and Jesus Christ. Through the sacraments, through worship, through sacred scripture, through the early writings of the Church Fathers, through the lives of the saints, the religious institution of the Catholic Church becomes the indispensable instrument in directing us to the true presence of God in this world and in our life. Friends, if the Catholic Church wasn't necessary, if the Catholic Church did not serve this crucial task or role in directing us to the true presence of God in this world or in our life, Jesus Christ never would have established it himself. And yet he did for that purpose. I'll leave you with one last thought. The people that practice this pop cultural spirituality call themselves searchers and seekers. Good, fine. We too were searchers and seekers. Yet at the time of our baptism, we changed. We now became finders, because now we found the presence of God in our life. And through subsequent sacraments and through the direction of our Catholic Church, now we continue to find the presence of God in our life and in this world. And that, my friends, is true, genuine, and authentic Catholic spirituality. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.